Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mystic Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. I want to thank you for being here today and tuning in to the show. This is a show where I do readings for people based on the mystic science of the cards. The card deck reveals to us that it was originally used as a calendar. It was used for timekeeping. It was used for gauging the influences that work with us as we move through time, and thus revealing who we are in the tapestry of humanity, who we are as we move through time, what we embody to share with the rest of the world, and what our destiny is. Destiny is a tricky question because we do have free will. So I'm a big believer that it's all about co-creation in the end. And when we tune into that in the beginning, then we have greater success in manifesting who we are through our self-expression and what we want in our life. I want to invite you to contact me during the show or after via email at starofthemagi.com. I mean, that's not right. That's my website. You can go there, too. The email is starofthemagi@earthlink.net, and that's M-A-G-I, Magi. And my website, starofthemagi.com. After last week's show, I got many emails asking me if I did email readings. I think everyone knew I did, that was listening, knew that I do personal sessions on the phone and in person if you're in the same location that I am. So I set up something to do email readings, and you'll find that on my website now. The link is on the homepage. So I invite you to explore that. The answers to questions are thorough. And I just thought I'd give this a try and see how it goes. So that's available now, and I have to cover all this now because once I take off doing everything else, I'll forget. And the other thing that I've put up on my website, I'm having a little trouble getting the actual info page up on this. So if you click on the link for more information, I'll send you the flyer via email. However, until I get it up, I am offering pre-ordering on the 2008 Daily Planner and Guide, which is awesome to have because you get the energetic influences of each day written out with the card. It's going to be really beautiful. There's a page for each day. It's coil bound, so it lays flat when you open it. It's an engagement calendar. It's a companion to Cards of Destiny, my book, or it can be, it just stands on its own. It's going to be really nice. I originally did two of these in the early, I guess in 2001 and 2003, and people to this day have been asking, people that had them, for me to do it again, and it's a lot of work. That's why I haven't done it till now. However, you can order it if you like. And I am offering a special price on that because it is in color. Okay, so the mystic science of the cards, as I said earlier, reveals that the card deck, our playing card deck of 52 cards, which was originally used as a calendar. And I've been studying the system since 1990, so and I experience, just as we do with most things, that it's constantly revealing more to me. And I'm going to have open lines today for people to call in. You can, if you're not familiar with what your card is, you can look it up on my website. On the index, on the home page, it says what's your card. If you click on that, it'll take you to a calendar. Each day of the year is associated with the card. We also have a 13-card life path. We have a spirit path. And we have four personal significators, which on my website, if you go to on the nav bar where it says the cards, I explain those at the bottom of that page, what your four personal significators represent. I'm also going to start offering packages, doing those for people and writing out what it means. I'm not ready to do that, but close. Anyway, I welcome you to call in and ask me what those are today. I also welcome you to ask me any questions that you have. And if any of my students that are listening, if you can get through, I invite you to call me with any questions you have, because that always makes for an interesting conversation. Many people who are tuning into this show have never heard of this before, that the card deck was originally used in as a calendar, and I've actually seen pictures, images of medieval calendars that were made up just of card faces, just like our calendar is with the 7 days of the week. However, and they were, you know, card faces, significant for that day, which brings me to this point that each and every day is significant, and each and every day carries an intention, and all indigenous people understood this. One of the things that's captured my interest lately, well, two things. One is Mexico, the relationship with the United States, with Mexico, and with China. And Mexico, first and foremost, because it's a place that's near and dear to my heart. I have a deep fondness for Mexican people and their culture and their dancing, which I do frequently. And, you know, this started out for me, I don't know when this was. I guess it was in the early spring. Someone was doing an art exhibit that was created with video interviews. And he asked me to be one of those interviews. It's like 22 interviews. Each one has its own video screen in the museum. And they're done in circles. It's very cool. It opened in June in Laguna Beach, and now it's somewhere in Europe. And he asked me to do a reading for the state of California for this. And I had never done that. And I was fascinated to discover, first of all, the cards of the state, both by when it became a state and by its name, because names hold a vibration in the cards as well. And the card system has its own version of numerology, which maybe four or five shows ago, I taught people how to do that, how to figure out your name or the name of a location or a pet or whatever. So when I was doing this reading for this art exhibit, one of the things that showed up very strongly was the four spades, the four spades. And I thought, well, who could be the four spades? And suddenly it just popped into my head, do the cards for Mexico, for the name Mexico. And sure enough, it was the four of spades, which made so much sense to me, because the four of spades is a very diligent, hardworking, determined card. I mean, the work ethic of the four of spades is like, you know, it's just about diligence and perseverance and endurance, and it's hard work. And it explained to me why I also have such a fondness for Mexico in my own life spread. However, what I saw in the cards was not only was California meant to come into a more friendly, supportive, open, very important, open relationship with Mexico, so was the United States. And George Bush's card was showing up, and the card for the country was showing up, and I saw all these relationships. It just came forth to me. So today, a little while ago, I was looking at the United States cards for this year, and I saw the same thing happening. There were two things that stood out to me. One was that instead of building bigger walls, we need to learn to interact in a more productive, supportive way with each other, Mexico and the United States. And the other thing is that our relationship is meant to be built on trust and support, and we seem to be fighting with that. So I thought that was very interesting. If you have any questions or you want to join into this conversation, please call in. The lines, the numbers are there, and you can call in for any reason. It's fine. Although, you know, I'm not, well, yes, you may. So I found this very interesting that this is showing up so strongly. And what I see in the cards is that the direction that the present administration is taking, or that in general with the whole world, is creating a tremendous amount of deception. I mean, everywhere I look in the cards for this country, there are cards of deception. Now, most of us know that there's a tremendous amount of deception that's going on in our own government. However, what appears to be happening when I look in the cards is that because of the behaviors and the way that things have been carried out in the recent past with the present administration and the choices that have been made and going to war and killing hundreds of thousands of people for no reason, we are, I'm not going to say we, I'm going to say they because I don't feel I'm part of that. There's been a creation of turning the energy against us. And I think it's going to come out in some pretty potent ways before our country has its next birthday, which is next July 4th. And I think also that there are things going on that are undetectable and not even known by our government that are going to be shocking. And I have no idea why I'm saying this other than that's what I get, the feeling that I get and what I see when I look at these cards. The other thing I looked at was China, because China's been so big in the news lately. And when I look at China in relationship to our country, it's like, in general, we have always been a source of good fortune for China, always, at least since we became, since this country was formed, it's been a source of good fortune for China. And it, you know, the scales could be tipping. Well, apparently they are tipping right now in that, you know, they've been very wise with how they've chosen to do some things. And, you know, I'm not really a political person, so I hesitate to step too far out on a limb here because I don't want to talk about what I don't know anything about, and I admit I don't know a lot in this regard. However, I do see that, you know, we sort of put ourselves in a position where we need to change the way we're communicating with the rest of the world. And that's not unknown to anybody. However, it does show up in the cards that that is the outcome. When I looked ahead to see in the election year what was going to happen, I haven't formed any opinions personally about the candidates because I haven't been paying much attention to them just because I haven't had time. I did, at the beginning of the year, look at everybody's cards, and I saw that the person that looked at that time, there have been many people that have joined in the race since I did this. At that time, Hillary Clinton had the best cards personally to be the president, for the country to be the president, and her outcome card showed her winning to be the president. I do see a strong lead toward a woman becoming president next year when the elections happen. So it's very interesting, and I would have to look more closely again to see, you know, what's going on with everybody, and maybe I'll do that for the next show just for the fun of it. But this is one of the things that's so amazing about this system, is that not only does it give us a look into our personal lives, which is really the most important thing, it also gives us the ability to look at other things. I remember in the year 2000 when the election was happening, the country, just 3 days before election day, went into total, like, indecisiveness. People that knew went on the fence. There was a lot of confusion. And that was because the Three of Clubs showed up in a very strong way for the United States. And the Three of Clubs is a card of mental creativity. However, it can also create indecision, uncertainty, and confusion very easily in the mind. So it's fun to sort of watch this from this angle. The thing that I saw in 2000 was that the highest step that could have been taken and was meant to be, and maybe it'll happen next time around, in however many years that takes, was for the parties to join, instead of being in opposition to each other, to take the best of the Republican Party and the best of the Democratic Party and bring it together and then move forward in a new way. That was really the highest possibility in 2000. It would be really nice if that could happen, wouldn't it? I mean, I see that learning to happen in this year. That's the potential learning for our country, as a government, as a people, is for, you know, for people to stop bashing one another and learn how to communicate in a higher way that creates peace and harmony and goodwill and good fortune. It's really totally in the cards for this country this year for that to happen. So why isn't it happening, you know? I mean, there's no one to blame. The Democrats could blame the Republicans. They could blame the Democrats, you know. Both of them could blame the libertarian, you know, the I mean, everybody could blame everybody else. The thing is, as long as there's a blame game going on, nobody's taking right action. The right action would be, I can't believe I'm talking about this. The right action would be to go forward, supporting one another, acknowledging where everybody's, each person's shortcomings. The Democrats need to see their shortcomings. The Republicans need to see their shortcomings. Every party needs to see their shortcomings. And they need to see their strengths. And they need to see the strengths that each other has. Because it's time for us to get out of this insane, archaic way of thinking and operating. We're not serving ourselves. We're not serving each other. We're completely destroying our relationships with the rest of the world. It's very fascinating to me how we just continue. And it's the same thing in our personal lives. If we continue to repeat patterns that don't serve us, we're really being stupid. I mean, that's the bottom line. And I say that with love and kindness and without judgment. Because I have to say it to myself as well. If I repeat a pattern over and over, what am I doing? It's like each time you shoot off a toe. Pretty soon you don't have any toes left. It's hard to walk without toes. And it's the same way in our internal life. And one of the things that I love about this system is it reveals to us how to become the masters of our life, the masters of our destiny, in co-creation with the greater aspects of life and creation. Because we can just barge our way through, but life is going to treat us just how we treat life. You know, I took my kids one time to SeaWorld in Key Biscayne, Florida. And we saw the show with the dolphins. And after the show, we just sat there and everybody left. And when everybody was gone, we walked over to the rail above the big tank. And a dolphin, she came over. I felt like she was a she. She came over and she looked into my eyes. And I felt her just completely capture the essence of my being, my soul. And I could see hers. And she just looked into my eyes for a really long time. She was laying on one side looking at me. And then she went and swam across the tank and she got a ball. And she came back. She was about maybe 20 feet away from me. And she threw the ball right to me. And I threw the ball back to her. And we played catch with her. I played catch with her. And then I gave the ball to one of my sons. He played catch with her. And then he gave the ball to my other son. And we played catch with her for about probably 20 minutes. It was really this amazing experience of love and just absolute bliss. Absolute bliss. Then this guy walked up. And he wasn't from, he didn't work there, you know. He was just some guy. And he walked up and he asked if he could have the ball. And so we gave him the ball and he threw the ball really hard past the dolphin. And she just, you know, she had her head out of the water and she just looked at him. And at that point, she was probably about maybe 25, 30 feet away. She went, I mean, the way he threw the ball was really, really aggressive. So she probably just looked at him for, I don't know, 30 seconds to a minute maybe. It was real, like, intense. She went and got the ball, and she came closer, and she threw the ball back really hard right past him, exactly how he had thrown the ball at her. And it was so intense. And we asked him for the ball back, because we just didn't like his energy. That's exactly how life plays with us. Exactly how life plays with us. However we give ourselves to life, it comes back to us the same way. I was doing one of the email readings that I now offer. I put that up yesterday, and I was doing one of the readings this morning for someone answering her question. And she had a strong influence throughout her cards of the Seven of Hearts. And that card teaches us to live in truth and beauty. It teaches us to accept others unconditionally. It teaches us to forgive ourselves and others. It teaches us compassion and love at the deepest level. And oftentimes, you know, when we have that card influencing us strongly, things will come at us, things will happen with us that are like really push our buttons. People will rub us the wrong way or trigger things in us. And the opportunity that we have is to step back and sit in the throne of our being and observe from a place of unconditional love and accept that person. Look to see who that person really is, not how they're behaving. I have one of my neighbors react to me recently about something I said. I'm an Aries King of Diamonds, you know. I mean, just my presence is, it's very strong, but inside I'm like a little cream puff, you know. But my presence shows up, and I speak, I shoot straight from the hip when I talk most of the time. And, you know I can come off as probably seeming like a know-it-all. Sometimes for people, it can be, he took what I said completely the wrong way. He heard something totally different than what I said. And I realized that in that moment, something I said triggered something in him emotionally that had absolutely nothing to do with me or the conversation. He could not see that. And he had a really strong reaction to me. So I had the choice in the moment to either enter into a reaction with him or step back and just accept what was going on and just love him for who he was being in the moment and let him work that out in himself, you know, which he's doing. And those kinds of situations come to us all the time. When I read people's cards, when I read my own cards, and I'm looking at, I'm not laying cards out, people. For those of you that don't know what the system is like, and as soon as I can get it together, I'm going to put a couple of these charts up. So I'm going to put the life path up and the grand spirit spread up so that you can look at them and see what I'm talking about and see where your life path is as well. I'll explain how you do that. However, until then, I'm reading charts of time. I'm reading from an ancient book of time that is what the deck of cards originally was. And there are 91 spreads or plates or charts, whatever you want to call them. And when I look at them, it's so beautiful to see how the cards move and how the lessons start inside. And then they come outside, and then they go inside, and the opportunities come. And they, you know, they tap on us, and then they show up in another way. And it's really a graceful, gracious, beautiful dance that life does with us. And the more attuned we become to who we are and what we embody, the easier it is for us to not step on life's toes when we're dancing. Last night when I was dancing, I just barely clipped my partner in the chin a little bit with my arm. And, you know, it's like, thank God that doesn't happen very often, but, I mean, he's done it to me too, so I don't feel so bad. But it's like, you know, it's really a dance of grace, our dance with life. It's all about grace. It's all about receptivity. The Queen of Clubs is probably the most gracious card in the deck. Well, the Sixes and the Queens are very gracious. They're very, very gracious. And we learn from them about balance and harmony and about how to tap into our deeper feeling level and our emotions and who we are in that way so that we receive from there and then we can use our minds to, you know, observe and gather information. It's each one of the suits teaches us something so profound. And, you know, I have little bits of information on my website about that. If you just tuned in, you're listening, you probably know this, you may not. You're listening to The Mystical Oracle with Sharon Jeffers. And my website is starofthemagi.com, StarofTheMagi.com. I have another website as well. It's allinthecards.com. That's a compatibility report relationship. And you can get like a 12 to 15 page compatibility report on a relationship there for like $3.97. Now, if you want an in-depth, personalized relationship, those reports, let me explain to you those reports. When you come into a relationship with someone else, a relationship is formed. So you have your cards, and they have their cards, but then the relationship has cards. And those compatibility reports are defining the main card that governs your relationship. And that influence is like an umbrella over that relationship. It's very accurate. If you want a more in-depth report about how you interact with one another, what your karma is together, and what your aspects are between your life paths, then I offer that on my website, a personalized one of those that I personally do for you. And I'm offering these email readings right now at a very low price. I don't know if I'm going to keep it there or not. I'll have to see. But because I do a comprehensive report for you. You know, and they're not computer generated. I do not use, if those of you are familiar with the cards, I do not have Robert Camp's programs. I don't believe that this system should be computerized because it's too dynamic for that. And I welcome you to send me any email questions that you have right now. You can send them to starthemagi@earthlink.net. So I am making myself as available as I can. That's the reason I wrote my book, Cards of Destiny. I have another book coming out on relationship compatibility, which probably won't be out till the spring. And I have a line of greeting cards that are very beautiful that are for sale on my website. And I now have, I'm giving you a special deal if you order the Cards of Destiny 2008 Daily Guide and Planner ahead of time. You know, pre-order it. They'll be shipping out early November. So, and they're fabulous. Once you have one, you always want one. not tooting my own horn yet, but I mean now, but I made that originally for myself back in 2001 because I wanted to have that kind of calendar where I could look ahead and plan. Right now, you can sign up for the card of the day, and you get the card each day in your email for free. One of the reasons I do all this is because partly it's my work right now in this lifetime, and this is the most profound system that I've ever come across. I've been studying mystic sciences since I was 13 years old, and that was quite a while ago, and I've been doing reading since I was 21. I was born clairvoyant, and this system is so profoundly accurate that sometimes it's a little spooky. Everything shows up, and everything, the timing of it is quite profound, to say the least. I originally started writing a book about children, and I'm working on that right now, and that'll be out soon too. And I think the reason, one of the reasons I wrote this book originally, and I didn't seek to have my book published. I had done a little self-published book, and a literary agent saw it in 2004 and called me. And I'd always imagined it to look the way it is, hardcover, full cover, full color. And I found it to be so profound in revealing to me who I was and why the things that were happening in my life, like the death of my son, was happening, and that I felt other people would benefit from knowing about this system. And also that each one of us is such a beautiful soul. And each one of us embodies things that are so important. Not just for us, but for each other. And this system really reveals that when we consciously resonate with the influences we embody and who we are, that not only do we give other people permission to do the same, that resonance goes throughout all of creation. Everything that we resonate with inside of ourselves resonates with the entire creation, you know? And so that's one of the reasons I do this. It's why I do the radio show. It's why I write my books. It's why I offer the things I do on my website. And my book is about to come out in Japanese as well. I think this month or next month it will be the same book. It'll look the same. It'll just be in Japanese. So I'm really excited about that. That's a celebration. So to me, this is an important body of wisdom. It teaches us about time. It defines the matrix of time, and by seeing that as an observer, we can then lift outside of time a little bit and move more into what people refer to as the fifth dimension. Time's the fourth. When we see it and can see it as an observer, we can really open our conscious awareness to greater perception. That greater perception will reveal to us that we're all one. We really are the threads of a tapestry. And to be able to see that in your own life path and who fits where and what they're doing and, you know, who you are to each other and the dynamics that happen when you relate, it's fabulous. It's fun. Sometimes it's a little confronting because, you know, we always have things to learn, which is the good news. So if anyone wants to call in, I have about 15 minutes where I can take calls and answer your questions, maybe. I would love to know who's out there, and I promise you that I will tell you good things. When I do readings for people, I'm very honest, and I don't see anything as bad. When I see challenges show up in the cards, I see the potential that that challenge brings, because our challenges are actually our opportunities. And when we unwrap them by embracing them, then we get the goodies. That's what our spirit card is. We have a birth card, we have a spirit card, a soul card, and we have a planetary ruling card. And our spirit card brings our challenges and our opportunities. And when we embrace those challenges, they become our opportunities. That card represents who we are inside. It's like our inner world, our inner psyche, the inner environment that we live with that often other people don't see. Usually people will, you know, sometimes it's very different from who we show up to be on the outside. Like, I'm a King of Diamonds. The presence of the King of Diamonds is very strong. You know, when I meet other King of Diamonds women, I really observe them and I go, oh, you know, I got a facial with somebody one day and we had a lovely conversation, and at the end of the facial she said, you know, you're the most intimidating woman I've ever met in my life. And I said, what? And I did I say something? She goes, no, you're lovely. She said, but your presence is so strong. You know, and I was like, oh, my God, I don't feel that way. But I can see it in other women. And I know they don't feel that way either. But there's this veneer of the king, which for a woman is a bit strong, you know. Inside, I'm the Three of Clubs. That's my spirit card. That's a writer's card. It's the card of, you know, mental creativity. However, if I'm not channeling that energy, I could be bouncing off my own walls in my mind. That doesn't happen so often anymore because once I learned about that, then I was able to know if I started to feel indecisive or uncertain, I just step back and look at how I could channel that energy. That, again, is the reason I feel it's really beneficial for people to understand themselves through this system. So that spirit card, that inner card that carries our challenges and our opportunities is really important to know. I put that in my book, Cards of Destiny, with each birth card so that people could read that inner card. The things that didn't go in my book because they wouldn't fit and my publisher wanted to make it as a gift book are your planetary ruling cards and your soul card. If you don't know them, you can email me or call me and I will tell you what they are. Our planetary ruling card is the card in our life path that corresponds with the ruling planet of our astrological sign. So if you're a Virgo, it would be your Mercury card. If you're an Aries, it would be your Mars card. If you're a Taurus, it would be your Venus card. And we identify with this influence in the cards on a mental level, and we act out the characteristics of that card. Like my card is the Two of Diamonds, which is known as the Wheeler Dealer card. It's a card of shared values and communication of values. It's a very intuitive card. It has that card, very quick mental energy because the intuition and the logic are like linked together. They just run in nose and nose right beside each other. So it creates a real quick evaluation and response to things. So, you know, I move through the world like that. And you move through the world most likely how your planetary ruling card shows up. Our birth card, you know, the day of our birth and what that card reveals is it's like the costume that we wear to the ball. It's our distinguished signature that we express in this lifetime, and our lessons are there. Do we have a caller?
Yes, we do.
Oh, I'm so glad. I thought I was just going to be running off here forever. What's your name?
Sharon, this is Priya. I had a reading with you.
Priya, hi.
Hi, Sharon.
How are you?
I am well, thank you, and listening to your show. I was calling today to find out what the cards were for my daughter.
Yes, what's her birthday?
Her birthday is the 23rd of September.
923?
That's correct.
Okay. So she's right on the cusp. Let's see. I want to make sure. 923. So she's right on the cusp of a Libra.
Mm-hmm.
So she is an Ace of Clubs.
Okay.
Her birth card is the Ace of Clubs. Her planetary ruling card is the Ten of Spades.
Okay.
Her spirit card is the Two of Hearts. And her soul card is the Two of Hearts.
Oh.
She is a semi-fixed card.
Okay.
She is what's called a semi-fixed card. So there's four of those cards in the deck. And they have a little different experience in life because of that. Because as they move through time, they only go from one position to another and then back and then forth, back and forth between these two positions in the cards. One is Venus and Mercury. The other is Neptune and Venus. So So that Venus and Mercury connection gives them a strong desire to learn, to know, to gather information, to communicate. They're very curious, very intelligent.
Yes.
It's a very profound mental card. She's also very intuitive.
Yes.
And she probably is like, you know, I call all my Ace of Clubs girlfriends bumblebees because mm-hmm. they're constantly just going from one thing to the next. They go from the minute they wake up to the minute they pass out at night.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're just like moving constantly, moving. And so her Ten of Spades planetary ruling card gives her a very strong desire to be accomplished, to do something worthwhile, to work hard toward her goals. Her Two of Hearts influence gives her tremendous this is a card that seeks out a soulmate. They are driven by the desire for love, driven to connect one-on-one in a profound way. And each person that comes into their life as a romantic prospect is, you know, dubbed soulmate.
Mm.
Because they desire that with all of their being, and they project that onto that person right in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that person will act in that way until perhaps that isn't happening anymore, and then the next person comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Their desire to connect, you know, when I first did my line of greeting cards, I went to this beautiful farmer's market here to sell them, just to sit there and listen to what people would say. It was sort of like I was testing the market, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this little boy came up on his bike. I think he was 12. And he said, "What are these?" And I said, "When's your birthday?" And he was an Ace of Clubs. So I handed him his card, and he read it. And I said, "See what you have to look forward to when you grow up?"
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "When I grow up, this has been happening my whole life."
Wow.
And, you know, I talked to him for a little while, and he had that strong desire in him.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, I asked him, "Do you have, like, a laboratory in the basement, you know? Are you, like, a magician or a scientist, you know?" And he said, "I'm totally into magic and magic
mm-hmm.
tricks, you know?" And there's this curious mind that wants to gather all the information and know, and they are brilliant. And she probably has big, bright eyes as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Their eyes are so big. They're like, because they just want to know everything. And so they've got these giant eyeballs, you know, that are just gorgeous. And then on the inside, it's like she wants to connect with somebody. How old is she?
She'll be 10 in a couple days.
She what?
She will turn 10 in a couple days.
She will turn 10.
Yes.
So, you know, how fabulous. Do you have my book?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, I did read the Ace of Clubs, and, I mean, she is so totally just that way. I mean, just like a bumblebee, you know.
Uh-huh.
And but I wasn't sure about her other significators. Now, Sharon, what was the last one you said after the Two of Hearts?
It's again the Two of Hearts.
Oh, see, I thought
see,
that.
Both
that,
her soul and spirit are the Two of Hearts, and that's why this desire for love and connecting is so strong for them.
Mm-hmm.
So the greatest thing you can do with an Ace of Clubs child or a Two of Hearts child, if anybody has one, there's only one birthday for that card, and that's December 30th, but is to really support, encourage and support their relationship with themselves.
Oh, okay.
Because the more solid and rich that is for them, the more able they will be to, she will be able, when she does start interacting with people on that level of having relationships, romantically, she will have a solid knowing of who she is, and she'll naturally pull someone like that into her as well.
Okay, and how does the Ten of Spades play into this, Sharon?
The Ten of Spades is her planetary ruling card, which is probably how she thinks of herself, how she mentally relates to herself.
Okay.
And so, you read the characteristics of that card. That card is a card that's very determined and to accomplish, both on the spiritual and material plane.
Okay.
I mean, they like to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can't sit still for a second. It's just her mind's just on the go.
Yeah, no. She will be like that. Excuse me?
And very creatively. Her mind.
Very what?
Creative.
Creative?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And, it's a good idea to encourage and support that, because that is what will help her feel more balanced. She's got behind her for life, she has the Three of Hearts, so that energy moves through her. You could read that too. And the Three of Hearts is a card of creative expression. However, if it's not being channeled, that creative energy, then it turns into self-doubt or confusion and discomfort,
Okay.
Is she taking any art classes or doing anything like that?
Not currently, Sharon, no.
Does she show an interest in something in particular?
I mean, just interest in everything and anything. I mean, seriously, she loves art and science and everything in between.
So is there, yes, what else would be really good for her is some sort of movement on a consistent basis, like dance or something.
Okay.
So that, that helps channel some of that mental energy. Because I know, she wants to do everything, and she should be doing everything. Her Mars card is the Five of Clubs, which Mars is what motivates us in our life, and the Five of Clubs is a card of adventure and constant change and variety. So she's not meant to just do one thing. I mean, that would be like, putting a ball and chain and a gag and a blindfold, and it just wouldn't work.
Ouch, yeah.
She just needs to be zooming through life, doing everything. And when you can find ways to channel that energy through movement or, creative projects, then that really helps ground and stabilize her.
I appreciate this sincerely, Sharon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Take care, Sharon. Goodbye.
Thank you very much. So we've come to the end of our time. Thank you, Priya, for calling in. And again, I welcome you to contact me via email or next week by phone on the radio show. And please feel free to explore my website. If you have any questions, let me know. I want to thank you again for listening, and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.